Good morning. My guest this morning is Brian Griffin, just in from the studio next door here at KRCB. Good morning, Brian.
Hello, Roland.
We're talking about the Petaluma Music Festival coming up tomorrow at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds. And it is just amazing, the number of people who are involved in this, the number of acts, two stages running simultaneously. And it doesn't look like there's any more than a half-hour break between each of the acts.
Actually, there are three stages, maybe four with a little jam stage.
Oh, wow.
And there will not be a break in the music at all. You can go from one stage to the other without any interruption.
And that's for, I think I figured 9.5 hours?
Yeah, it kicks off at like noon, that? And we figure it'll wrap up around 9:30.
Amazing. Give us an idea of at least a few of the people involved.
Sure. Jackie Green is coming back. The Mother Hips will be coming back, two of our most popular bands. We're kind of doing something a little bit differently this year. Generally, we have a very eclectic lineup, and this year we've decided to go towards more of the jam band sort of thing. So Steve Kimmock, the great guitar player who played with the Dead, he's going to be there with the band. The David Nelson Band. David Nelson was a founder of the New Riders of the Purple Sage. Mother Hips, as I said, Jackie Green, David Lunning will be performing. The Sam Chase will be performing. 14 different bands. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Even Moon Alice.
Even Moon Alice.
Right.
Yeah. So get your jam on Saturday, tomorrow. Yeah.
Right. Also, a kids area where kids get in for free and can horse around and so on, I assume.
The whole idea of the music festival is about the kids. It's a benefit. It's a nonprofit organization that raises money for the music programs in Petaluma City Schools. This is the 9th annual Petaluma Music Festival, and so far we've raised close to $140,000 for the
Amazing.
Music programs.
Amazing. Yeah. That's just wonderful, because music in the schools really gets short shrift.
Well, all the arts, basically, and vocational studies as well.
That's right.
They've gone down to the core, and so all the extraneous art and science classes seem to have fallen by the wayside. So this is our way of trying to keeping the, our motto is keep music in the schools.
Well, in looking down all the extras, I see that Wendy pointed out to me free drinking water, something that's starting to happen at concerts around the area.
Yeah, we've actually paired up with Camelback for the past several years, where if you come early, you can get a free water bottle. And then we have water stations. We always recommend that you bring your own water bottle, and you can fill it all day long. Plus, Lagunitas, of course, is a big sponsor. They'll be there.
Right,
we'll have lots of wine and food, specialty foods, and an auction.
I was just going to mention that, yeah.
And a celebrity autographed guitar raffle.
Who's the celebrity?
Well, you have to come and find out. There are several of them,
actually. How did I know you were going to say that?
We generally have 4 to 5 guitars to auction. Yeah, to raffle away.
And also, I notice a booth for audience meet and greet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bands will come out to the merch table a lot of the times after their set and hang out and sell their CDs and their T-shirts. And the fun thing, too, is I get to be the MC again this year.
I know. It's great.
Which is a little hard when I have to run between three stages. I think I figured out last year I put about 18 miles on my sneakers.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. You added to your life.
Exactly. Fitbit. Here we go.
How many people do you estimate, just offhand?
We're looking at about 3,500 to 4,000 people.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That makes for a wonderful, really a big local event.
Yeah, it is. It's very locally oriented, very kids, family friendly, as I said. There's plenty of room on the fairgrounds to move around. Parking is free. I know everybody's got a lot of choices when they plan on going out. And this weekend's a big weekend for music. But keep in mind that the Petaluma Music Festival is a nonprofit and the proceeds go to the kids.
You know, we might suggest that other school districts throughout the county might follow in these very footsteps. A very nice way to raise money for the arts is to perform the arts in your name.
Absolutely. The only problem is we generally have, it always happens on the first Saturday of August, and all the kids are out of school for the summer, so it's hard to get the kids to perform at the festival.
Right.
But we've got plenty of the adults performing.
Great. Thanks, Brian. Let's tell people once again that this is the Petaluma Music Festival tomorrow, Saturday, August 6th, at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma, with all sorts of music, all sorts of good stuff, all sorts of refreshments, and free parking. For information, although you better get it in a hurry because it's tomorrow, PetalumaMusicFestival.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.